You see a lot of mess here, and it's become crystal clear what's going on. So why in the hell would Republicans skew polls and flood them in the system?
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
So we were seeing poll numbers rise for Kamala Harris nationally and in many key states that started looking good for Democrats. Of course, the polls were still really close, but Trump's lead had dwindled, and in key states, he was dropping. Then all of a sudden, lately Trump's numbers began to rise again in the polls. He hasn't done anything other than continue to make a fool of himself at rallies and put a wrench in the hurricane recovery efforts, so why was this happening? Others were noticing this too. So we saw this post on X from Adam Carlson that read, "Since September 30th, last Monday, there has been almost as many Republican-aligned polls released as nonpartisan polls, with Democratic-aligned polls basically non-existent. Nonpartisan-aligned polls 33, Republican-aligned polls 26, Democratic-aligned polls 1. Oh boy, here we go. It's all starting to make sense now. It never fails. This Republican Party is at it again. Look at these numbers. Publicly released presidential election swing state polls conducted since September 30th. Republican-aligned polls total 26. Democratic-aligned polls, 1. Nonpartisan polls, 33. Well, this makes a lot of sense here. Let's break it down. Oh boy, just so happens. Arizona, Republican-aligned polls, 4. Georgia, Republican-aligned polls, 4. Michigan, Republican-aligned polls, 4. And let's go down to the big key state, Pennsylvania, Republican-aligned polls, 4. It's amazing how they all come up to 4. How convenient. Then you have Nevada, 3. North Carolina, 2. Wisconsin, 5. 26 Republican-aligned polls. Democrat-aligned polls, 1. So Arizona, 0. Georgia, 0. Michigan, 0. Nevada, 0. North Carolina, 0. 1 Democratic-aligned poll in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin, 0. So if you look at these numbers and then you look at the timing and how these polls started changing in Donald Trump's favor, you see a lot of mess here, and it's become crystal clear what's going on. So why in the hell would Republicans skew polls and flood them in the system? Well, there's a variety of reasons. Polls are purposely skewed to the right by Republicans to show Trump leading. These are skewed by a variety of reasons in a variety of platforms. They could be skewed by betting markets overseas. They could be skewed to boost the agenda, boost the candidate, boosting the media attention, and boosting the doubt when a candidate wins and polls showed the other candidate was supposed to win, according to these so-called polls. Think about it for a minute. Trump has been saying the election is rigged, fixed, corrupt. You know, the same BS that he says every election. So if the poll showed that he was leading and he loses the election on election day, his narrative goes right into, I was leading in the polls and I lost the election. This election is rigged, fixed, corrupt. The deep state put Kamala Harris in, blah, blah, blah. His radical cult followers will eat it all up. So there's a method to their madness. When you have skewed polls 26 to 1 in key states showing exactly 4 to 0, 4 to 1 in Pennsylvania, it reeks of Republican BS. So let me make this perfectly clear. It's still a very close race, even without these skewed polls. Every Democrat needs to come out and vote. So the point of this is to understand what exactly is going on with these polls and the intent behind them. Understand on election day, when someone starts comparing polls with the actual results, you know exactly what happened. In other words, you already know Donald Trump's game.
I'm in the bank of cooked them as a rock and I know it.